Well, I hope the thought of worm poop doesn't spoil your breakfast, because I want to talk about that for a few more minutes. There's a company out of Northern California that took over an old dairy farm.
Oh, right.
And turned it into their worm poop generator, yeah. Their worm casting mass wiggle. It didn't work out for us to go into the Heirloom Festival the last couple of years, because it's right across from where they hold that at Sonoma County every year.
Oh, right.
And they talk about that like it's gold.
It is. It is gardener's gold, man. This, the worm castings or worm poop, basically, as the worms eat rotting food waste, not the food waste. It's the food waste is going through their gut, and it's being injected with all kinds of microbial life. And when it comes out of the other end, it's just this amazing fertilizer for your garden.
And where do you get it locally? Or do you have to import it?
No. Actually, Zach Brooks over at Arizona Worm Farms is, and I think they're probably at arizonawormfarms.com.
I'm going to look that up right now.
They're at, I'm thinking south of Southern on 19th Avenue over there. It is an amazing project that he's put together over there. They do tours and classes and all kinds of cool stuff. It's an educational space. So go check out what Zach Brooks and at Arizona Worm Farms is doing.
Yep, arizonawormfarm.com.
So farms have cows for milk. Does he have a group full of worms to make the worm poop?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got a whole setup of it was really cool for me, because we used to literally sell a couple of tons of worm castings every season with our fruit trees.
Wow.
And so it was, and I had to bring it in from Northern California in these big totes. So it's nice that, you know, we just have it local. I go see our buddies over at Arizona Worm Farms. In fact, we should have Zach come on the show with us one of these times. I'll reach out to him and see if we can get him.
I'd like to know how he cares for the worms. And, you know, you care for the worms so you can get the product made.
Oh, yeah. They do tours for that. They do tours for that. Right. So you can go out and get a tour of the Arizona Worm Farms, and he talks all about that. In fact, he does really inexpensive classes on creating a worm bin for yourself. So people ask me all the time about composting for their house. And if you want to compost at your house and you just have your kitchen scraps, it's not enough to set up a compost bin. Compost bins aren't easy. Composting's challenging. It takes a lot of materials. In fact, the perfect size is 4x4x4. That's a 4-foot cube. That's like 64 cubic feet of material in order to effectively compost. So instead of doing that, get a worm bin. You can put a worm bin underneath your sink. They don't smell. He'll help you set them up. They do these great classes about that. I could talk about what he's up to all day. But Zach Brooks over at Arizona Worm Farms, I think his main guy over there is Clark, and they do great work. They do great work. Tell him Farmer Greg sent you if you end up over there.
I don't know if it's just me, but there's got to be a ton of people out there that just have a picture of Lloyd talking about his worm farm.
Cool.
I got worms.
There you go.
From the movie Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, very good. Yeah, got it.
Harry,
I missed that reference.
They're playing. Get
you guys were laughing. I was here dumbfounded. It's like, what are you talking about?
I got worms. It's like, what? All right.
So my favorite citrus. Let's talk about my favorite citrus. I've got three favorite citrus. The Caracara Pink Navel, and we've eaten those on the show before.
They're delicious.
Yeah. They usually come in about December. Caracara Pink Navel is a navel orange that's pink inside, and pink and sweet and just amazing. I know that Trader Joe's sells them sometimes. The Trovita Orange is a peeling orange, but it's also a good squeezing orange. There's a few seeds in it. That's number two for me. And number three is the Gold Nugget Mandarin. Have you been to Whole Foods and seen those really expensive sumo oranges?
You know,
they're about the size of a softball, and they got a little nipple at the top, and they're $3.99 a pound.
Wow.
So each one of them, and they're big. So each one of them is costing you about $3. They're easy peel. There's no seeds. It's a really nice fruit. It's exclusive. There's a farm in Southern California is the only place that grows them, and they don't let the budwood out. So somebody else can't be growing it. Gold Nugget Mandarin is as close as you're going to get, and they are amazing. Amazing. They're about the size of a baseball. They peel real easily. They're sweet. There's no seeds in them.
And that's called what again?
Gold Nugget Mandarin.
Gold we sell nugget.
Them. Yeah, we'll have them in our fruit tree program in March.
The actual tree to grow them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Dude.
Well, you said they only grew in California.
Oh, no, the sumo.
Oh,
very
gotcha.
Good. Thanks for the clarification. The sumo is only grown in California on one farm. But the closest thing to the sumo is
the gold nugget. Yeah, and that's what you've got it. Excellent.
That, yeah.
We'll have to check that out. Yeah, I've gotten pretty spoiled since Amanda. I really haven't had to go to the grocery shopping much in the last decade.
You know, my sweetie Heidi and I, we have a Thursday night date.
Grocery shopping?
Yeah, exactly. We go to the grocery store together. And I get mad at her if she goes without me. It's just fun, you know. It's just fun.
Well, Farmer Greg, somebody can find out more or learn more today at
UrbanFarm.org.
And next month in March, when we have you back on the fourth Saturday of the month, we're talking regenerative gardening. I do love that.
Yes.
That concept, that tactic.
Yeah.
And we look forward to that. That'll be March 23rd right here at Rosie on the House. Farmer Greg.
Thanks for having me.
Keep those tomato plants aside. I want at least five.
All right.
Swing by afterwards.
Woo-hoo.